Be it known, Alexander the Sixth, Bishop, servant of the servants of God, wishes health and benediction to the pious and good in Vatican City, Roma, and Greater Italia. He addresses them today with a joyous pronouncement in honor of the wedding of his only daughter, Lucrezia Borgia, to Prince Alfonso d'Aragon of Salorno. His Holiness Alexander VI has graciously decreed a night of games, feasts, and festival. On this day, no lease, debt, or tithe shall be collected, no trial held, and no foreign interest pursued, and the devout of Italia are invited to join the pontiff in celebration. May the peace of God be upon you. So reads the papal notice posted in city squares, public markets, and merchant guilds all across the city, and the people of Roma are happy to oblige. As the sun sets beyond the western sea, the city explodes. Nobles and peasants alike spill into the streets, blanketing themselves in the sights, sounds, and smells of revelry. Elegant dances, beautiful gowns, ornate masks, and endless, wonderful music. This shall be a night to remember, and at the center of it all, a magnificent ball. A grand, immaculate crowd floods into the palatial manse of Rodrigo Borgia, Pope Alexander VI. Queens, princes, emperors, and warlords, people of note from all across Europe come to pay their respects to the pontiff and wish health and happiness to Lucrezia, his only daughter, on the eve of her wedding. For all the splendor of these guests, however, one has failed to arrive. A space remains empty at the head of the grand table, and Prince Alfonso d'Aragon is unaccompanied. A question flitters among the assembled guests. Where is Lucrezia? The Pope dismisses this with a graceful smile, but beneath his beneficence, he snarls in fury. Tomorrow's wedding will cement an alliance that could win many wars to come, and Alexander will allow no one to jeopardize it. To ease his father's wrath, Cesare Borgia, Alexander's right hand and Lucrezia's beloved older brother, sets out to House Borgia's private estate, intent on finding his sister and convincing her to join the festivities in her honor. But as he arrives at her personal chambers, he feels a fluttering in his heart, a cold, shameful feeling that he has spent years trying to suppress. And in that moment, he feels strangely certain that he won't be able to hold it back much longer.
Yes, hello, brother. I heard you the first time. I was ignoring you. I'm busy. Come back later. Cesare, please. Haven't you heard what that old servant says? The windowsill is the throne of the kingdom of Lucrezia. When she sits upon it, disturb her at your peril. Now, if you would be a deer and return from whence you came. Yes, fine, I'll show you what I'm doing if you promise to stop distracting me. Come here. Look over my shoulder. Out the window. Right down there. Uh-huh. That older gentleman with the ridiculous hat and the, enthusiastic codpiece. He's been standing on that corner harassing young ladies for, about half an hour now. Lots of tongue waggling and coarse language and thrusting. So I sat here and watched him for a bit, and my mind filled up with questions. Who is this man? What has made him so agitated? And what on earth could explain the impossible dimensions of that codpiece? And in a flash, I knew the answers. I was overcome, possessed by tremendous knowledge and insight. I had to draw him. So, I did. Behold, here we see the noble ferrets that have been stuffed into his breeches emerging to exact their revenge. Beautiful. My finest work. Wouldn't you agree? Come now, it isn't that violent. I'm sure his nose can be reattached. Modern medicine has come a long way. Oh, you think not? Well, judging by his taste in genital adornment, his false nose will surely be a work of art. You have no sense of humor, Cesare. He isn't even the strangest person I've seen tonight. Many interesting specimens, many, many drawings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must return to my work. A noblewoman who appears to have misplaced half of her dress has caught my eye. Don't say it. I know why you're here. I don't care, so don't bother. Father says, father expects, father commands. Boring. You're being very boring right now, dear brother. It doesn't suit you. Yes, I know father is waiting, and father will continue waiting, no matter how much he wails about it. I know his holiness is not accustomed to not getting what he wants, but I have the utmost faith in his patience and forbearance. Why should I care how angry he is? He's always angry. Let him fume, it won't make any difference. Oh? And what will he do? Have me killed? I know that's how he removes most of his annoyances, but I doubt that even he would stoop that low. Go tell him that. If you are so intent on being his errand boy, why don't you walk back to that dreadful, gaudy mansion, march straight up to that old, miserable, wicked monster, and tell him that I... I'm sorry, Cesare. I don't feel quite myself tonight, and it's unfair of me to abuse you. You're simply the bearer of bad news. And I'm afraid you'll have to bear it one more time tonight, because I will not go. There is nothing you can say or do that will change my mind, and you can tell Father that you did your best. If you want, you can tell him that you tried to drag me kicking and screaming into the streets. I don't know if he will take it any easier on you, but you can try. I'm sorry, brother, That's my final word. Goodbye. And good luck, I suppose. Why? I have said everything I mean to say. We've nothing to talk about. All right. If you want to talk, we will talk. I have time. Though I'm not sure that you do. Come, sit. Watch the people with me. There's no shortage of spectacle. You know, that's an interesting doublet, I must say. Quite the choice. Yes, yes, of course I like it, of course. I'm just, not used to seeing you so colorful, I suppose. So bright. So bright I can hardly look at you. Like the sun. Or a house fire. I'm sorry. You look lovely, truly. But I get the impression that this ensemble was not of your design. Am I correct? I thought so. So who dressed you then? One of the servants? Father's minions? Or was it that French girl? The princess. What was her name again? I can never seem to remember. Ah, yes. That was it. God, how can you even pronounce that? Complete nonsense. But then, I suppose it matches her personality. And her face. I am not being hateful. I'm not. I'm simply expressing concern over my darling brother's choice of paramour. Is that so terrible of me? Oh, I very much think it is my affair. And remind me, was it I who burst into your chambers to drag you to a dreadful wedding party? Because that also seems a curious interpretation of minding your own affairs. Yes, you're right. That was cruel. I'm sure she's lovely once you get to know her. And you're no fool. Not usually, at least, so. So, I respect your choice. At least you had a choice. Oh, nothing. I said nothing at all. No, I am completely content with the turn my life has taken. So very, very confident in my control over my own existence. Well, and truly the mistress of my own domain. Oh, did that sound sarcastic? How curious. I must apologize once more, brother. You've caught me in a rather black mood, I'm afraid. It's a troublesome night. Why don't I want to go? What a question, Cesare. What a question. Is that truly what you think? That women are supposed to be excited for their weddings? Come now, brother, you're smarter than that. Oh, you know what the problem is? By all means, brother, edify me. Ugh, no, I'm not afraid of settling down, whatever that means. I've been settled down since I was born, stuck in the estate, reading and sewing and cooking, being taught all the things young ladies are supposed to know. The only thing young ladies are allowed to know. That has been my life thus far. What difference will moving to another prison make? Beyond the expectation to produce heirs, that is. Though, if those whispering maid girls are to be believed, that process is not so terrible. The first part, at least. Oh, don't you pull that disgusted face. Yes, I'm your sister, but I'm also an adult. That is what adults do, you know. And from the sound of it, there's quite a lot to do. So much to look forward to. So many possibilities.
I'm not listening.
Grow up, Cesare. Neither of us are children anymore, but you are certainly acting like one. Besides, are you really going to sit there and pretend that you are so innocent? That you, Cardinal Cesare, are without sin? What was that girl's name from the merchant family? Benedetta, wasn't it? Yes! She was a treat, wasn't she? With the low-cut gowns and the bright red lips and such a lovely, melodious voice. I had many chances to enjoy it, you know. Voices carry through these halls louder than you might expect, Cesare. Especially late at night. And especially when those voices are cursing and screaming and gasping, saying, "Ah, oh, Cesare, yes, please, Cesare, please." Okay, I'll stop. Fine. Just please try to remember that I'm not the little girl you think I am. Not anymore. Anyway, no, I'm not afraid of marriage or anything that comes with it. That is not the problem. Ugh, you sound just like father. Prince Alfonso is so handsome. So noble, so cultured and strong and wise and good. Save it, Cesare. Please. It's not about him. I mean, it is, but not really. It doesn't matter who he is. He could be the best, kindest, and handsomest man there ever was. It wouldn't make any difference. Not to me. You don't understand? Brother, brother. You're really not as canny as you think you are. Shocking that you've had such luck with women. I feel sorry for... I've forgotten again. The French princess. No, brother, it's not any of that. It's... Cesare, I need you to do something for me. Remember when we were children? When some other girl would hurt my feelings and I would cry and mother and father would lock me in my chambers, tell me to be a good girl and stop my whining? Do you remember how you would sneak into my room when you heard me crying, just to make sure I was all right, to ask me what happened? That always meant a great deal to me. I don't know if you ever realized how much, but I was always so angry with everyone for not listening. No one ever listened to me, Cesare, then or now. I'm screaming and no one can hear, and it's killing me. A little bit more with each passing moment. So, I need that from you once more. Tonight, I need you to listen. I need you to listen, and I need you to try to understand. And I need you to not laugh at me, or judge me, or shame me, or make me feel any worse. I'm afraid, Cesare. I'm afraid, and I need my big brother, so can you do that? Thank you. Truly. It's not about marriage. It's not about marriage duties. And it's not about the prince. Prince Alfonso is fine. Truly, a noble prince and a fine gentleman. I have nothing unsavory to say about him. But I didn't choose him, Cesare, and he didn't choose me. He isn't mine. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it doesn't matter. It does to me. Our engagement, it makes sense. We will tie Roma and the Vatican to Salorno. War will come sooner or later, and when it does, our forces will be unmatched. Yes, it makes sense. But maybe I don't want a wedding that makes sense. Maybe sense is the furthest thing from my mind. Maybe I want something radical, exciting, real. Is that such a terrible thing? Someone else. Well, what if I did have someone else in mind? What if I have had someone in my heart for a long, long time? What would you say to that? Yes, that would be unfortunate, wouldn't it? It truly would be. But I think the worst thing is that it wouldn't matter, even if there was someone else. If I stay here, if I don't go to Father's horrid party, he will be angry, surely, but nothing terrible will happen. No one will kick down the door to drag me out. I have that, at least. But the wedding is tomorrow, and if I fail to arrive, well, I doubt Father would kill me, but I would not put it past him to have his soldiers force the dress over my head, stuff the veil in my mouth, tie me to my horse. There's nothing I can do, Cesare. Nothing. If I refuse, they'll force me. If I run away, they'll hunt me down. I have no choice but to be passed around. All because it makes sense. So it doesn't matter how brave or kind or clever Prince Alfonso is, because he won't be my husband. He will be my captor, and I can never forgive him for that. Never forgive him, and never love him. No, do not roll your eyes. You promise not to shame me. Just listen. I know. All right? I know I sound like a little girl. I know I sound naive when I talk about love. I hate that I do, but it's not my fault that I sound that way. It's theirs. Roma. The Vatican. The world. Listen. Really listen. When we were children, do you remember the games we played? Heinous villains and dastardly plots, dashing knights and imperiled princesses. And more than a few imperiled princes, too, as I recall. Don't laugh. I'm serious. They were just games, yes. But I loved them. I loved them because they were about love. They taught me to love. In these stories, love was simple and pure and vital. All those little characters we played, they lived and died for it. And it was beautiful. It still is. But the world loves nothing more than strangling beauty, I'm afraid. Every little girl has those dreams. Every little girl wants to find her prince, marry him, live happily ever after. But then most girls have those dreams beaten out of them. They are told that the love they've spent their childhoods aspiring to was nothing but a lie or a fairy tale. They are told to put childish things beneath them, settle for the man their parents choose, and just be. To be whatever the world wants them to be and nothing more, to consign themselves to brutality and never to complain. But that's most girls. I was never hardened like that. Thanks to you. Yes, you. Didn't you realize? That surprises me, considering you've spent our lives doing everything you can to protect me. Don't be coy, Cesare. Like I said earlier, you aren't as clever as you think you are. I remember when I first realized who Father is. Or what he is, I suppose. This was before he was Pope, just before. Do you remember Uncle Abramo? Not our real uncle, of course. Father's right hand, the Bishop of Venezia. Yes, of course you remember. He was always so kind to us. Such kind words, such lovely gifts. Well, then you must also remember when Uncle Abramo stopped coming to visit. When his extravagant gifts stopped arriving. When Father refused to ever say his name out loud again. When Father moved his cousin into position as the new Bishop of Venezia. The previous holder of that title having vanished. Yes. Yes, you remember. Father told you what he did, didn't he? You were just a boy, an altar boy, and he baptized you in blood. And even knowing just what our family is capable of, you didn't want me to know. So you hid everything. You fought to keep Father away from me, to keep me happy, healthy, and oblivious in that bright private world where little girls live. And for a time, it worked. So, yes. Thanks to you, I was able to hold on to my vision of love much longer than I was meant to. But you couldn't insulate me forever, brother. I was naive, but not a fool. Have you ever been into Father's chambers? His private chambers behind the bookcase. Then you haven't seen the poisons. So many bright, horrible colors. Meticulous notes on how to use them. Ledgers detailing the many times he has used them. He is nothing if not organized, our father. I found that room when I was 14, I think. And things were different after that. I knew what Father was, and I knew how hard you had worked to keep me from finding out. And I loved you for it. How many years had you spent defending me from the world, from cynicism, from despair? That was love. And it was love as I had always known it to be. Everything you did to protect my fantasy, all you did was prove that the fantasy was real. And I'm so thankful. Those years spent defending me gave you little time to defend yourself, didn't they? I'm sorry for calling you Father's errand boy earlier. I didn't mean it. I know you. And I know you have no more love for Father than I do. And I know the things he's made you do. It breaks my heart, Cesare. It breaks my heart to see what he's tried to make you into. A cardinal, yes. And a thug. I want to ask you something, brother. And I will understand if you don't want to answer it. But you must tell me the truth. Please. Have you ever killed anyone for Father? No. Good. That's good. But have you ever seen someone die on Father's orders? I am so sorry. I don't know what to say. I can't imagine how terrible that must have been. You know you don't deserve that, don't you? You know that you shouldn't be made to subject yourself to such horror, right? No, don't pull away from me, Cesare. Look at me. Take my hand. Neither of us deserves the life that's been forced upon us. No one does. You're such a brave, brilliant, kind man. You don't deserve to sacrifice your soul to politics. and I don't deserve to resign myself to a life of silence, servitude, and cold. I don't deserve to give up on love. Listen, you taught me what love is all those years ago, and you couldn't have done it if you didn't feel that love as well. What's been done to us is unforgivable. And I wouldn't have survived it without you by my side. You've always been here for me, and I for you. You braced my heart when the world sought to crush it. So my heart belongs to you.
Serena,
wait, stop. Do not walk away from me. Not now, please. Please, come back and just come here. Sit back down. It's all right. It will all be all right. Listen to me, Cesare, listen. What we just did, I know it scares you. It scares me as well. But that was not impulsive. Not for me. I've wanted to do it for a long time. And I don't think I have to tell you why I haven't before now. But I'm done pretending. I don't have time to deny my heart any longer. I love you, brother. I love you more than anyone knows, and maybe more than I should, but I don't care. I can't help it. You're the only one who has ever listened to me, Cesare. The only one who has ever held me when I cried. For as long as I can remember, you've been the only person on earth who truly cared for me. And you're the only person I've ever cared about. Ever since we were children, and once we grew up, I only felt it more intensely. As I became a woman and watched you become a man, I didn't realize at first, but whenever I crouched behind a corner and listened to the maids whisper about their dalliances, I could see only you in my mind. Your smile, your kiss, your body. I would pant and shiver and want you. No, do not turn away, please, Cesare, please. I know it isn't normal. I know it doesn't make sense, but I don't want sense. I want you. I want you now. And I know you want me as well. You can't lie to me, Cesare. You never could. All those years protecting me, comforting me, putting me before all else. I learned to read your eyes, and your eyes have always told me all I needed to know. Right now, they're telling me the same thing they've been telling me for years. That you love me. That you love me so much it scares you. That you have to remind yourself that I'm your sister. Tell me it's true. Tell me. Yes, I know. But Cesare, what if you forgot that I was your sister? What if I was just a woman? What if I was just a woman you cared for very deeply? A woman who is one day away from missing her only chance at love. Real love. True love. What would you do then? Would you turn me away? Just when I needed you most? Or would you hold me and love me? And give me every hidden part of yourself. It's your choice, Cesare. So choose.
Cesare, please. please. Your beard tickles. I don't know if I like it. Let me try again. Yes, it will do nicely. Wait, I have a very serious question for you. I've meant to ask you all night, but I just couldn't work up the courage. I was afraid, but I cannot hold it back any longer. Cesare, will you please take off that hideous doublet? Here, let me help you. There you are. Do you mind if I touch? You know, I've always admired your chest. I've wanted to feel how strong you are. And I've wanted to do this. Yes. Very strong and very warm. Oh? You want to return the favor? Yes, I think I would like that. But I'm afraid I'll need your help because this dress is a bit, elaborate. Here, let me turn around. See, the buttons down my back first, please. Cesare, that's not my back, that's my neck. My God, that's lovely. Your beard still tickles a bit, but I love it. Keep doing that and help me with my dress. Yep. And then just pull. That's better. Well, yes, I'm covering myself. I'm a bit nervous. I've wanted this for a long, long time, but I never imagined it would actually happen. I'm overwhelmed, I suppose. But my heart is beating so fast. And if you pulled my hands away, I don't think I could stop you. Do you like them? Good. You can touch them if you like, or give them a kiss. God, Cesare, that feels, oh my skin is tingling, your teeth, let me run my fingers through your hair, gentle, just, suck on them, I liked that, yes, just like that, come here. Take my hand, Cesare. Take me to bed. You're very pretty. Did you know that? Don't get bashful now. It's a bit late for that. I love the feeling of your weight on top of me. Your skin on my skin. My breath on your neck. Oh, what's... Oh, I see. So, it would seem that you really like it when I kiss your neck, hmm? Is that what I feel pressing up against me? Yes? Well then, roll over. I want to see. Let me pull down your breeches and... Oh my. yes. The phallus. Good. It looks good. Very ready, which is good. Yes? Yes. So now I'll... What do I do? Yes, I did listen to the maids gossiping, but I neglected to ask for details. How should I touch it? Yes, take my hand. Show me what you like. Like this. Oh, God. It's so warm and smooth and hard. I can feel your heart beating. Is this how you like it? Slow and gentle. Up and down. Yes, I can see how much you like it. You're getting harder for me. Your breath is catching. You know, there was one thing those maids whispered about that made me very curious. They talked about kissing it and putting it in their mouths. I think I will need more practice with that, but did it feel nice? Good, because it felt nice for me as well. I'm feeling very, oh God, I don't know what words to use. This is terrible. I want to tell you that I'm, Cesare, pull down my underclothes. Cesare, feel what you've done to me. Feel how much I want you. I want you to make love to me. I want you inside right now. Please, Cesare, please put it into me. Put it. Oh,
God, oh my God. I've never felt anything like... slow, go slow. It's so much. It's so... hard. You're so deep. It feels incredible. Cesare, I can't tell you how much I've dreamed about this. You on top of me, your body pressing down on mine, our skin sliding, our breath mixing. And I dreamed about what it would feel like to keep going until you couldn't take it, until you couldn't hold back any longer, until you gave everything to me to make you feel perfect. That was beautiful. That was. I never imagined it could be so. I don't know what to say, but it was lovely. Yes. It was incredible for me, too. Well, oh, no, I didn't finish, but that's quite all right. I'm happy I made you feel good. That's all what are you doing with your hand? Oh, that's... Yes, right there, right? Your hands are so strong. Will you put your fingers in? Push them in deep. Oh, God, yes. Faster. Please, brother, go faster. I'm... God, hold me closer. Something's happening. Faster. Faster, deeper. I think I'm gonna... don't stop. Don't stop. Please keep going. killed me. Do you love me? I know you love me, but do you love me? It's all right. You can say it. No one will hear. No one but me. Truly, deeply, and I'm not afraid to say it, not anymore. Regret? No, not at all. I don't care about what people would think. I don't care about my wedding, because now I know what love feels like. Real love. What could I possibly regret? But you don't regret it, do you? You're not sure. That's all right. I understand. This has become complicated. Stop. Let's not talk about tomorrow. Not yet. Cesare, you love me, yes? Say it, please. I want to hear you say it. Yes, you love me, and you feel hopeless. You feel that no matter how strong your love is, there is nothing you can do. That everything we've done must end here. Yes? But, Cesare, what if you were wrong? If there was a way for us to be together, a way we could escape this place, run away, be happy in some far-flung place where no one would even know our names, would you do it? Would you stay with me? I don't know what I mean, I suppose. Not really. But humor me, please. If there was any chance, would you take it? No, don't just say it. You have to promise me, Cesare. Promise me you would take any opportunity for us to be together. No matter what. Thank you, Cesare. I promise as well. Come here. Lay your head on my chest. Listen to my heart. Shh. Don't think about that. Tomorrow is tomorrow. We still have tonight. Sleep now, my love. Breathe with me and shut your eyes. I will see you in the morning, and then everything will be clear. Brother, finally you're awake. Puffy eyes. Come, let me warm them for you. There we are. Much better. Did you sleep well? I think so. I've been waiting for you to wake up for ages. I must say, Cesare, you are absolutely adorable when you sleep. I never knew that about you. And so, to ensure that I never forget, I decided to immortalize you. Look here. Your truest self. You'll see that I took the liberty of ignoring that puddle of drool and emphasizing your morning condition. Speaking of which, having a good dream, were we? We could bring it to life, if you like. Cesare, what's the matter? Me? Well, of course I'm happy. It's a beautiful morning, and I get to spend it with my love. What could be better? Never mind the wedding. I'll explain later, but we don't need to worry about it. For now, come here. Let me take care of you again. Cesare, don't push me away. What is the matter with you? Well, yes. We don't need to worry about the wedding anymore, and isn't that wonderful news? We can be together, Cesare, just like we promised. There's nothing standing in our way. Well, there won't be any wedding. Why? There won't be any wedding because Prince Alfonso is dead. He died in the night, I'm afraid. Shh, brother, calm down. Calm down. It will be all right. This is unexpected, yes, but what happened has happened. It can't be changed, and it leaves us a world of possibilities. We can run away. Cesare, I'll cut my hair, you'll shave your face, no one will know us. We can be whoever we want, wherever we want. France, England, Russia, I don't care. As long as I'm with you, I will be happy. I will finally be happy. We can't go right away, of course. We will have to bide our time. Once they find the body, there will be a funeral and investigation. If we leave before then, they'll surely come looking for us. So we must... Well, yes, they haven't found the body yet because... Oh. Cesare, you must not be angry with me. I will explain, but you must try to understand. I know you will, but... Yes, I did. After last night, I couldn't sleep. I was so happy and so filled with dread at the same time. I finally knew what love feels like, and it was about to be stripped away from me, and I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear the thought of being away from you, so... So, as you slept, I sat at the windowsill, and I thought, and I remembered Father's secret room. The room with the poisons.
I went in, and I sat for a while, admiring them, I suppose, and one caught my eye, a little purple vial. I read Father's notes, a charming mixture brewed mainly in France, they said. Produces a sleep painless, dreamless, and eternal. Untraceable. So I took it. I went out to the street. The night's last revelers were stumbling back to their brothels. I crept by them and made my way to the papal estates where the prince was quartered. And once I stole away into his room, I froze. I understood what I was about to do, but it was like I wasn't there, like I was still in bed with you, touching your hair, hearing your breath. And before I knew it, I was standing over him, bottle in hand, dripping the liquid into his ear. Drop, drop, drop. He coughed a few times softly, and then his breathing slowed, and it was over. I fell to my knees. I couldn't believe what I had done. I still can't. I might have stayed there the whole night, just staring at him, rooted to the spot. But you gave me courage. Our promise gave me courage. I had to come back to you, so with effort, I did. And so, here we are. With nothing to stop us, never again. Cesare, wait, where are you going? Come here. Come back to bed and talk to me, please. I know this is frightening, and I can't tell you how much I wish there was any other way, but there wasn't. You know that as well as I do. What's done is done, and now we have to move forward, together, just as we promised. Wait, what are you saying, Cesare? Cesare, please. Please don't look at me like that, like I'm some sort of... I know. I can't believe I did it either. But I didn't see any choice, and I... We can be together. We can be together now, Cesare. We can be in love now. It will work now, and... No, you... You can't leave, Cesare. Not after what we... What I... No. No, you can't. You love me. You love me, and I love you. And you promised. You promised. You held me. And you looked me in the eyes, and you promised you would stay with me, come whatever may. And you mean to abandon me now? When I need you the most? I was prepared to sacrifice everything, Cesare. I killed for you. For us. How can you do this? How can you turn me away now? Oh. You will not speak to me that way. You will not treat me like some fiend. You're disgusted with me? With me,
Well, I'm sorry. Your doting, naive, innocent little sister has disappointed you, brother, but no, this is your fault. You did this. All that time spent keeping me away from our criminal family, all those years shielding me from violence, and I became the killer. Isn't it terribly ironic, brother? Isn't it so very funny that you spent our lives convincing me that love is real and worth defending, and when I finally do something to defend that love, when I do what is necessary to allow our love to exist, you suddenly don't have the stomach for it? Isn't it hysterical? You creature. I was wrong about you. You aren't a cardinal, and you aren't a thug. You're a naive, cowardly, stupid little boy. To hell with you. To hell with you. Get out, Cesare. Get out! Get out of my chambers, get out of my home, get out! If I see you again, if I see you again, I will have one of Father's men kill you. I promise you that. And unlike some, I keep my promises. Now, go. Just go.